Welcome to Soul Tracks of Our Lives on the Culture Zine Radio Network. What's up? I'm your host, Jernetta Barber, and tonight we celebrate the rich legacy of Warner Brothers Records and specifically the Black Music Division. I was so honored to work so many artists from the Warner Brothers family of labels that included Warner Brothers, Reprise, Quest, Paisley Park, Tommy Boy, Giant, Warner Brothers Nashville, Maverick, and Sire. I want to give a big shout out to the first head of the Black Music Division, which was Tom Draper, a truly magnificent gentleman who started the division with 3 employees, and within his first year that grew to 30. I will share little bits of history of this magnificent label to show. I also want to give a thank you and a shout out to everybody who just made my birthday one of the most incredible birthdays I've ever had, between all of the Facebook posts, texts, phone calls, cards, food, lunches, brunches, gifts. I mean, rather overwhelming in such a wonderful way. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much. And with that, let's get this thing started with Al Jarreau.
When you just give love and never get love, you better let love depart. I know, sir, and still I know I can't get you out of my
compliment what she does. Send her roses just because. If it's violin she loves, let them play. Dedicate her favorite song and hold her closer all night long. Love her today, find 100 ways. Don't forget there could be an old lover in her memory. If you need her so much more, why don't you say? Maybe she has it in her mind that she's just wasting her time. Ask her to stay.
Truth is no disguise.
I've often said love
of things with a twisted sense of vision. They say rumor is like religion. No water shape is the same old way of these days. It seems like everything we hear is just a tale. I believe in something that will never fail.
I love these guys. They're one of my all-time favorite groups, and I hope one day to do a show dedicated to them and get a couple of the fellows to call in so we can reminisce. You hear me, Claude and Mark? I'm talking to you guys in particular. And before that, James Ingram and Quincy with 100 Ways, and we started with Mr. Al Jarreau, Since I Fell for You. Love you forever, Al. So many wonderful people worked at Warner Brothers, and the changing of the guard once Tom Draper left to go to Time Warner, and they're not in any particular order, but other folks that ran the Black Music Division included Ernie Singleton, Ray Harris, and Denise Brown. Also, I have to give a shout out to the folks that are responsible for Warner Brothers during the time that we all worked there, and that's Mo Austin, wonderful gentleman who was the chairman. Lenny Wanaker was president, and Russ Thyrette was senior VP of promotion. Warner Brothers was considered the number one R&B and jazz label from 1979 to 1999. And I mean, some of the artists that we got the privilege to work with included Prince, Morris Day and the Time, Larry Graham and Graham Central Station, Al B. Sure, Karen White, Randy Crawford, David Sanborn, Al Jarreau, James Ingram, Q, Tevin Campbell. That's just a few, and I'll share others as the evening progresses. You're listening to Soul Tracks of Our Lives on the Culture Zine Radio Network, and now here's a little love duet.
Tragically Now when I meet you out on the street, you still got the moves to haunt me. We're face to face now, the past is erased now. I'll be yours if you really want me. We keep trying but we can't forget the thrill we feel from a love duet. Listen baby, it ain't over yet. We got one more chorus of our love duet. Face to face now, the past is erased now. I'll be yours if you really want me. We keep trying but we can't forget the thrill we feel from a love duet. Listen baby, it ain't over yet. We got one more chorus of our love duet. We keep trying but we can't forget the thrill we feel from a love duet. Listen baby, it ain't over yet. We got one more chorus of our love duet. We keep trying but we can't forget the thrill we feel from a love duet. Listen baby, it ain't over yet. We got one more chorus of our love duet.
And then you can lost and lonely in my own little world. I was searching for the perfect girl, asking everyone to explain to me how I was to hold on to what I could not see. Then you came.
Shining bright,
shining bright.
I feel you next.
That was Foreplay featuring El DeBarge on the Marvin Gaye classic After the Dance. And I have to say, send condolences and love, honor, and respect to Tommy La Puma, who was one of the greatest A&R and producers ever. And we just lost him a few days ago. Rest well, sweet man. And before that, we heard Gabriella Anders and Eric Benet with Forever. And we started with some Blue-Eyed Soul from Michael Franks and the beautiful Renee Diggs on Love Duet. Some of the other artists who recorded for the Warner Brothers labels included Rose Royce, That Band, Roger Troutman, Undisputed Truth, Bootsy Collins, Patty Austin, Ashford and Simpson, Third World, Sheila E., Sylvester, Earl Clue, George Benson. So, like I said, you're listening to Soul Tracks of Our Lives on the Culture Zine Radio Network. I'm Ornetta Barber. Thank everyone for the continued support of the show. And I appreciate all your comments, your requests. So keep hitting me up on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Email me at withasong@aol.com. And I got to keep this, to get all the music I got to keep it moving here. So here's the beautiful Tamia.
By our bed,
Marvelous Tevin Campbell with Can We Talk? And I remember when Q brought him to a WEA convention. He was 12 years old the first time we knew who Tevin Campbell was. Before that, Karen White with Superwoman. We also heard I'll Be Sure, Night and Day. And we started with Tamia, Stranger in My House. And Q brought Tamia to one of our conventions. And as soon as she sang, You Put a Move on My Heart, it was over. So much talent. So much fun and so many great memories putting the show together. Obviously, there were so many hit records released by Warner Brothers. There's no way I can cover all of them. And I've been on Facebook now for almost 2 years, and I've been fortunate enough to reconnect with so many people that I used to work with or was associated with during my days in the biz. So I'm not going to get everybody. There's too many to mention, but shout out to some Warner Brothers alumni. Ed Eckstein, Raul Roach, Pat Shields, Carolyn Baker, Chris Jones, Issei Kiara, Greg Peck, Mary Lou Badeau, Earl Jordan, Eddie Gilreath, Randall Kennedy, Laverne Anton, Penny Chan, Matt Pearson, Teddy Aston, Jackie Thomas, Harold Burnside, Kirkland Burke, Ron Ellison, Michael Johnson, and to all of the folks that did the do that helped to make Warner Brothers the number one R&B and jazz label for 20 consecutive years. I salute every one of you, love, honor, and respect. And a shout out to Mike Bone, who was at Elektra Records when I was there, and today's his birthday, so happy birthday, Mike. And I had a mini Elektra reunion lunch this past Friday, so love to Jackie Sallow, Mike Schaefer, Mary Ellen Goodwin, and Karen and Bob Cantina. We just had so much fun. I brought scrapbooks and we just reminisced. It was just a wonderful, wonderful day. And I feel so blessed that I was a part of such magnificence as far as artists are concerned and the incredible executives and staff that were just the best and at the top of their game. And it just makes me happy to sort of dedicate this show to all of you. So next up, Club Nouveau.
Thank you.
More Bounce to the Ounce, Zapp and Roger Troutman. Before that, Sheila E., A Love Bizarre, Prince was all over that song. And we started with Club Nouveau and Rumors. And now a little word from our sponsor.
What's happening, you funk lovers? Saturday, April 15th at the Terrace Theater in Long Beach, California, we have Flashback to Funk and More, starring War, The Bar Caves, Zapp, Gap Experience, Climax featuring Cheryl Cooley, Forever LTD featuring Andre Ray. This is a CR production. It's going down big at the Terrace Theater in Long Beach, California. Come down, hang out, and have a funky good time.
That's right. Flashback to Funk and More. Saturday, April 15th. It's going to be funk-gay with War, The Bar Caves, Zapp, Gap Experience, Climax featuring Cheryl Cooley, Forever LTD featuring Andre Ray and Tony Hicks of the Shy Lights. So the tickets are going fast, so please make sure you get those tickets while they last. And I have a pair of tickets to give away, which I will do the week, a couple of weeks before the show. So the 1st of April, I'll give you a little hint on how you could get those tickets. Also, some other artists that were on the Warner Brothers family of labels, Bob James, Candy Staton, Biz Markie, Big Daddy Kane, Ice-T, Keith Washington, Force MDs, Club Nouveau. They also had the Boys in the Hood and Colors soundtrack. And there was established artists. That's the thing about Warner Brothers. They had so many artists that nobody had ever heard of. And then they became huge stars because of the efforts of the staff of Warner Brothers Records. But artists who were already established that eventually came to Warner Brothers include Curtis Mayfield, who did his last studio album with WB, David Ruffin, the Isley Brothers, Atlantic Star, Funkadelic featuring George Clinton, Frankie Beverly and Maze, Miles Davis, Bob Marley, to name a few. And the thing about Warner Brothers is they broke a lot of artists, but they also took established artists to a new level. And I'm just so proud of everybody. So the show is starting to wind down, but I still got a few tricks up my sleeve. So here we go with His Purple Majesty. Morris Day and The Time with Jungle Love. And before that, Chaka Khan with Michelle and Dege Ocello and Never Miss the Water. And we started with the artist that will never be formally anything except Prince. He will be Prince forever. I can't believe tomorrow's 11 months since we lost him. Gone too soon, but always and forever in our hearts. You're listening to Soul Tracks of Our Lives, Scene Radio Network. I'm Renetta Barber, and I got a couple more jams for you, but I wanted to share this little brief chuckle that just makes me laugh. There are two kinds of people in the world, mourning people and people who want to slap mourning people. Next up, the very sexy Keith Washington.
Thinking of you, that's all I seem to do. When you're not here, I long to hold you near. Baby, this time, together we must bear. Holding you close, taking time to let you know. Tonight's the night we will share. Turn off the lights, come close to me. Tell me I'm all you ever need. Tell me it's not just a dream. And if it is, my heart believes that you are mine and this is real. Loving you all through the night, it will be alright. What's better than a love that's made for two? I cannot count the ways I feel for you, but you should know. And starting from today, from this point on, my love is here to stay. Lie close to me, hold on, let's make our love last all night long. Baby, I'm yours, take all of
I'll got me in the mood that I'm in. Can't nobody stop me now. Can't nobody save you now. 'Cause you gonna love me.
Hey folks, I hope you enjoyed that. That was Atlantic Star, All in the Name of Love. And before that, we heard Keith Washington with Kissing You. I want to close the show just reminding everybody to stay vigilant, keep the resistance going, and don't talk about it, be about it. And I'm closing the show with a sort of interesting close. And there's a gentleman that we worked back in the day called D Knowledge. He had a PhD. He was just this incredible spoken word artist. And I found out that he passed away at age 45. I'm not quite sure when, but I want to just share this with you. This song is called All That and a Bag of Words. So with that, have a blessed week. I love you madly.
noticed that black folks have a way of taking words that mean one thing and turning them around so that they mean another? Like when a brother's talking about a beautiful sister and he says that this sister is fat, but not fat like overweight or obese, 'cause this sister's fresh. And not fresh like she's got attitude or fresh like she's inexperienced, 'cause this girl's tight, but not tight like uptight or stiff, 'cause this girl's dope. And not dope like the stuff some of us smoke, 'cause this girl's fine, but not fine like just alright or fine like that'll do, 'cause this woman's proper, and not proper like formal or genteel, 'cause this woman's a freak, but not like some Freddy Krueger type freak, 'cause this honey's the shit, and not like the real stanky shit, 'cause this honey's fly, but not like the buzz buzz flying fly that hangs around the shit, 'cause this sister's the bomb, and not a bomb, but the bomb, 'cause this sister's all of that, but not all of that like all of the above, 'cause this sister's above all that, that's above all. And she's top notch and she's hype, and this sister's just all of that and a bag of words, but not just any old bag of words, but a bag of all words with all meanings. That's what she is. She's all that and a bag of all words with all meanings. That's all. Have you ever noticed that black folks have a way of taking words that mean one thing and turning them around so that they mean another?